The cards read as the cards read, man. I mean, I could do another one, but I can't guarantee that it's going to be what you want because it's just how things unfold, you know? Let's see. Angels chopping down a tree. You've got some serious erectile dysfunction you need to deal with. Seriously. Get some Viagra. Dr. Notorious out.
Beaming into your brain waves, the master of the magical, the titan of the technological, the captain of the mothership Jokecast, your host, Dr. Notorious.
Good morning. Happy Monday if you're listening on Monday. Happy whatever day it is whenever you're listening. Hello, Podcast Universe. Dr. Notorious and the Notorious Jokecast. Hanging out in my mothership, flying high above Tupelo, Michigan. And I'm about to die. Not really. I'm okay, guys. Some days I feel good, some days I feel just wretchedly horrible. Today is not a good day. It's pain all over. It just sucks. But, you know, I've come up with something I do every day to start my day. Typically when I get in the car or am starting on a task first thing in the morning that might be a little dangerous or a little difficult for me. Not dangerous physically all the time, but, you know, could be dangerous mentally. Putting yourself out there can be taxing, draining. It can infect your mind, your body, your spirit. Negativity, especially, can seep into your soul, affect all sorts of things. So, this is taught to me by someone who has been successful with leaving their body with their astral form. Something I studied for a long time through the Monroe Institute and the books of Robert Monroe, the first one being Journeys Out of the Body. But I was never successful. But the exercise, the circle of protection, or the bubble of protection, it's a simple spell, but if you really believe in it, it really does work. It has protected me for my entire adult life, in my opinion. So I'm going to share it with you guys. This is something pretty personal for me, actually. This is kind of hard to share coming up here, but I had total deja vu when coming up with today's episode. And just the most firm deja vu that I've ever had it's clairvoyance. I dream the future sometimes, but then I never remember the dream until it's that point in time. And all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, this happened in my dreams. And now I'm remembering the dream. And I've never been more certain that this was not like a glitch in the prefrontal cortex or the matrix or whatever you want to call it. When I was coming up with today's episode, there was something deeply like, hey, this is the path you're supposed to be on. This is where you were supposed to be going. You made the right decisions to be here. It was always destined that you were going to be here, coming out of the proverbial wizard closet, the magic closet. Basically telling the world that, hey, yeah, I'm Dr. Notorious. I'm a pretty cool spaceship flying mad scientist type, but I'm also a magical being. Different. But then there's quite a few of us out there, you don't realize it. But you gotta come out of the proverbial magical closet to experience magic. And that's what I decided to do, was experience magic more. And it's caused both great joy and great sadness in my life. But it's also really cool being a wizard. Everyone's probably gone on to the next segment anyways. So if you're still listening and you're the first person to call in and tell me what you'd like me to do a tarot reading on for you, yeah, I'll reach out. We'll figure something out. Then you can call back in, tell everyone how awesome and magical and mystical it was. So yeah, if you're on Anchor, or if you reach out to me on Twitter, at Notorious Jokes, or Instagram, Dr. Notorious Jokecast. I'm on Facebook too, but I rarely go to there because of the stupid boost your post, metrics this, you only reach this many people, you're a failure. Fuck you, Zuckerberg. You're an evil cyborg. We will conquer you. Alright, kids. It's not Wednesday. It's Monday. Dr. Notorious. From the Notorious Jokecast Mothership. Beaming into your earways. Stay magical, my friends. Spell of Protection. You have the ability to protect yourself with your source, with your energy, the guiding force in the universe. In the last spell, we went over how to draw in the energy of the source. Once you have done this and practice it enough, it'll become almost instantaneous. You can draw in all the energy of the universe with a single breath. But to start out with, it can take some time. This exercise is when you have the energy within your center. Imagine a bubble. Imagine that bubble starting in your center, as small as the smallest soap bubble you can imagine. Give it a color. Give it a sheen. Give it a name. As you breathe in and out, expand it. Expand it as big as your fist, as big as a softball, a bowling ball. Eventually it'll encompass you completely, and it'll surround you in the color you've chosen and protect you. And for 10 breaths, say over and over, power of the universe, surround me with this light and protect me with this. After 10 breaths, reduce the size of the bubble and draw the spell into yourself. Feel it surround you. Feel it surround your skin, your mind, your heart. This is the bubble, the circle of protection. The color of the light represents your source, your power, your magic. Protect yourself with it. Stay safe, Podcast Universe. Dr. Notorious. The Wizard out.
Hello. This is Mysterious, the Master of Mystery. I will teach you how to journey out of your body. Take your astral form to all the corners of the world and learn the secrets of the rich and the powerful, or be able to spy on people or do things and hear things you shouldn't. Or perhaps you want to travel to the astral plane. reach out to me on my website, mysteriousoutofbody.com, and then I will teach you the secrets that were taught to me by the Mystic Masters. Contact us today. All right. I got the mysterious journey out of the body, out of body experience kit. Oh yeah, this is every 16-year-old boy's dream. Oh, I'm gonna so leave my body and go to the girls' locker room. Okay, let's see, what do we do here? Light the mystic purple candle. Okay, got that. Alright, got the mystic candle lit. Now, light the sacred incense included in the kit. Okay, use the provided incense holder and do not burn your house down. Mysterious is not responsible for anything, and by lighting this, you waive all legal rights. Wait, what? Huh? Oh, well. Okay, let's move on. Okay, next page. All right, let's see here. We got the incense going. Okay, now come to a place of rest. Perform your spell of protection. Mekalekahai, Mekahainio. Shamalamadingdong. Okay, now enter your astral form through your... I did it. Instruction book. Let me see here. Where's that instruction book? Be careful. You may not be able to control where you go,
And unconscious urges may take you where you really should go. I gotta go. During the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries, a considerable number of alchemical adepts made their way from place to place throughout Europe, appearing and disappearing apparently at will. According to popular tradition, these adepts were immortal and kept themselves alive by means of the mysterious medicine that was one of the goals of their alchemical aspirations. It is asserted that some lived hundreds of years, taking no food except this elixir, a few drops of which would preserve their youth for a long period of time. That such mysterious men did exist, there can be little doubt, as their presence is attested by scores of reliable witnesses. It's further asserted that they are still to be found by those who have qualified themselves to contact them. The philosophers teach that like attracts like, and that when the disciple has developed a virtue and integrity acceptable to the adepts, they will appear to him and reveal those parts of the secret process which cannot be discovered without help.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.